Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So I remember when I was in high school, I was invited to go to this church thing one weekend, and it was like a gathering of leaders, and I didn't really know anything about it, but I just knew that my cousin was a part of this like church leadership team. Like, he was helping this youth guy out. And I just remember being at this event, and this guy stood up, he started playing the guitar and just leading a song. And it was fairly cheesy, but I saw something in that guy that placed this desire in my heart. Like, there was truly something in my heart that said, I want to do what this guy does. Like, I want his job someday. And now, so for the last 10 years, I've been in that job. My wife and I were married, and I had applied for the job just kind of thinking that someday I wanted to be in that role. And I am now in the job, and I've been there for 10 years. I knew that God wanted me here. I was excited. It was thrilling to be affirmed in this desire, like for this desire to be fulfilled in some sense that God had placed in me at such a young age. So then about 3 years into it, I just hit this wall. And I start to really question, like, God, I really thought that this was the thing that I was going to like live for. Like, this is the thing that I had wanted and received, and I was excited about it, and I was living it out. And then I hit this wall, and I start to question, like, God, was I wrong? Is this not what you want me to do with my life? And so I entered back into prayer. I started more deeply and really started asking God to reveal to me, like, what's next? What are you doing? So now here I am about 7 years after that, and I am even more fulfilled in my work and more excited about the things that I'm doing. God has opened up doors and has reminded me over and over and over again that He is indeed here. And that invitation that I received that day, similar to the invitation that I received when I first had that conversion moment with Christ where He called me to Him, and has echoed over time in my life. But I still doubt, I still question sometimes. But then God shows up again, and He does something to remind me of His presence. That's what we get in the readings today. So we're post-resurrection in the readings, ending the Easter week here, and we have this response. It says, I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me. And we echo that over and over and over again. You have answered me, Lord. There's this desire, this repeated desire in my heart for fulfillment, for great joy and life and peace. And I give you thanks, Lord, for you have answered that desire. So, and then in our first reading in Acts, we have, we hear Peter and John. They're being accused because of the things that they're saying about Jesus, and they're kind of being put on trial. And they say this word, this phrase, it is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard. Now, this is the cry of a disciple of Jesus that has encountered His love. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard. This overzealous, exciting joy that just resonates from the heart of a disciple. But then we get to the gospel, and we have Mary Magdalene, who is trying to go around and let people know that Jesus has risen, and Jesus is continuing to kind of appear in these situations to bug them a bit, to remind them, to inform them that he is indeed there, that he has answered their requests. So he visits the apostles on the road to Emmaus. Later, he appears to the 11. So this is in the Gospel of Mark. And he rebukes them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, that they would have ever not believed that he was there. And he rebukes them and he says to them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. And our scripture today and our invitation today is to be reminded that God is indeed with us always, even in our unbelief, that there will be unbelief and the belief, and there will be times where we're tested, where our faith can be tested. And our gospel today, we're called to cement in our souls, to cement in our hearts that God has answered us. He fulfills us. He will fulfill us. He is fulfilling us. And may we never doubt. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this Easter season that we celebrate every year, that we enter into every year as a reminder, Lord, that you have answered us, that the desires of our heart have been answered and are being answered. Help us, Lord, to never lose faith. We know, Lord, that you invite us at times through trials, that we're tested at times, in a sense, for our own sake, for our own growth, to expand our capacity to receive you and to enter into this mystery that you have for us. Lord, give us faith. We give you thanks, Lord, for you have answered us. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.